Hundreds of people descended on Seattle's town hall last night for the first in a series of public hearings on the minimum wage. Testimony was heavily in favor of raising the minimum to $15 an hour. Members of the group called 15 Now packed the audience. They favor an immediate wage increase with no exceptions. But some small business owners warned that would lead to layoffs. Destiny Sund is co-owner of the Confectional, that's a bakery in Seattle, with three locations, including one on Capitol Hill.
We employ 11 people total. I call them our confectional family. And if this were to happen, we'll lose six staff members, we'll close Broadway, and Paul and I will go back to working at the confectional, mopping floors and doing dishes. It's an honest day's work.
There's a lot of nonsense, I think, being put out there right now that somehow $15 an hour is some sort of monster that's going to come get nonprofits and small businesses and create some sort of economic apocalypse. The reality is this has happened. The minimum wage has been raised over and over again. It's been raised hundreds of times around the U.S. and around the world. And these same scenarios are painted every single time, and it's a bunch of crap.
What happens if we pass a C-Tech-style 60% automatic increase in the minimum wage? Simple. I lose my job. I work at a restaurant. I've seen our books. I've seen what our labor is. A 60% increase in labor, our restaurant has a 3% profit margin. How are we supposed to survive a 60% increase in labor?
Some people have asked me, how will I cover the cost of the increase in wages for our teachers? Running Adventure Daycare certainly has not made me a millionaire by any stretch of the imagination. But I tell you what, I'll figure it out.
That was Kathy Yazzie of Adventure Daycare. We also heard from J.W. Boswell, Calvin Priest, and Destiny Sund. They all spoke at a public hearing on the minimum wage last night at Seattle's town hall. Mayor Ed Murray is expected to propose a minimum wage package this spring.